entitled. You want answers? I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Our special guest at the bottom of the hour is researcher John Rappaport. And John, as we went to the break, you were talking about the need for new money and new money quickly, which we've already seen the IMF calling for that. So what form do you think that's going to take?
Electronic, basically, that's what they're aiming for. What they're looking for is erasing gigantic debt. They want a reset. They want to push the reset button, and they want to concoct a system that looks like it makes sense. You know, that people could say, oh, yeah, well, that's certain. Yeah, I guess so. I guess we better do that. Because the debt levels are, you know, governments and so on, and forget, you know, people, but everywhere are insupportable. And the system of reducing the value of currencies all over the world in one way or another has brought us to this point. And the triggers, mortgages, the package derivatives, et cetera, all of this, yes. But to erase this debt, it becomes more and more apparent that there has to be a reset of some kind, a translation, in other words. We were talking our language over here in this way, and we finally got to the end of that. We can't do that anymore. We have to now translate the language of money into something else over here that is going to permit us, incidentally, to erase all of this monstrous debt and start over, where everyone agrees, all the powers that be sit at a table and say, okay, let's do it. And that is, however, whatever form that takes, that's what they're looking for. It's not going to be easy. There are people who are going to be, you know, huge holdouts, like China. But that's what they're trying for. That's what they want. They do want to make it inevitable that this new kind of money, which is going to be much more controllable, is going to reign supreme in the world and make what the Federal Reserve did look like a kind of a small puppet show out in the park on a Sunday afternoon. But they also want to erase the debt. They've got to do that, and they've got to figure out a way to spin that so that it's acceptable. And major politicians will be on call as front men to try to sell this. How it's going to happen, when exactly it's going to happen, I don't know, but this is what they're looking for.
Well, this makes perfect sense to me, John, because the last thing they want is a meltdown that comes overnight, because when the revolution starts, the bankers aren't going to be safe.
Yes, and the bankers know that. And you know, your last guest was talking about Bernanke and so on. This, you know, these people are trembling with terror. They brought their system to the end of the line. This idea of debt is a good thing. Yes, we should have debt, which really, by the way, was floated by Alexander Hamilton. So I have to say that I'm not a Hamiltonian at all.
Yeah,
eventually, this is what you get to. You get to the idea, well, we can have this much debt, so let's have that much debt. And we want to do this and that and the other thing, which will give us more control and more status and more prestige, so let's incur further debt. And then you have elites coming in saying it's time for a war, let's finance both sides, because then we're going to bankrupt all the nations involved, and then they will go further and further into debt, which means they're further under our control. And it all looks good from the point of view of the bankers, until it doesn't look good. And this is now when it really doesn't look good, because what are you going to do? How much can you continue to create? And this is what's happening with this idea of raising the debt ceiling. Well, okay, well, how high do you want to go?
Exactly. I mean, when we come back from the break, John, we're going to talk about return to genetic engineering, talk about how far out you think this control is, and that might match when they change the money. Stay tuned, everybody. More with John Rappaport on the other side.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back, and joining us is John Rappaport, and I understand our news director, Andy DeRiso, has called in. Andy, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, Dave. I just walked in the door.
We've been discussing with John some pretty scary stuff regarding the real purpose of the genetic research going on. So, John, let me put this back in your court again. The inside sources that you have, people that are trying to cleanse themselves for the work they've allowed themselves to get involved with, how far out are we until we really could see, do you think, two separate races of human beings, the haves and the have-nots?
Well, if the experiments are successful, then I think we could begin to see this happening in the next 5 to 10 years. I mean, there would be signs of it happening. This is not something that you do, you know, drop down from the sky overnight. But we could begin to see those early signs. What is unknown at the present is, in these trial and error experiments that are going on, what are the results? Because that is what is hidden from almost everybody. But the effort, believe me, is there. Excuse me. And there's one other area that I was told about in these interviews with geneticists, and that is the military. Because they want to make soldiers who are, have tremendous endurance on the battlefield, who don't need sleep, who can go out there, who are relatively impervious to pain, who can do all of those things that, you know, the military thought that the Soviet Union was producing during the Cold War. This is still a goal. So there is genetic research going on in that camp as well. that's the direction in which this is heading.
That's how about the food supply, John, with regard to GMOs? Anything related to this plan with that?
Yes. In my book, The Ownership of All Life, which is now an e-book available on my site, give a little plug, www.nomorefakenews.com, I go into GMO research on plants. And what you can see there is the program to make, for example, soy impervious to certain pesticides so that the pesticides can be sprayed liberally on the field, the plants survive, but the pests die. This genetic engineering program is much less successful than the public realizes. It's not as if, oh, well, we've just conquered this whole program and it's not a problem. The scientists, in fact, know very little about genetic insertion. Where do you insert these genes in the plants? Is it up here or is it down there? How do we do it exactly? What is the best carrier in order to make this insertion? Are we successful 100% of the time? Absolutely not. And what are we doing to the nutritional value of the plants themselves through this gene insertion, mm-hmm. and through the increased spraying of the pesticides that follows from that? What we are learning from this is that it is a trial and error program that is being passed off on the public as pure science, good science, successful science, all the way down the line. Same thing is happening in human genetic experimentation. So it's a direct parallel.
Are you aware that Monsanto, which is really the king of the GMO world, has hooked up with the people that did the human genome experiment? I think they're called Venture. And now they have a secretive project where they're merging forces. The results of this are unknown to us, but we've had a guest on, Mark Peterson, who's talked about it, and a couple other guests who have full knowledge of it. Are you aware of that as well?
Well, I've certainly read about it, and I've heard about it. The details are what I'm most interested in that I haven't yet discovered as to how exactly this merging, as you say, is going on. But Monsanto is the king when it comes to this genetic engineering. They are also the PR king of being able to represent their work and have it accepted by the public in exactly the way they want it to. They have enormous political clout in Washington, other places in the world. So it's no surprise to me that they have joined up with human genome researchers because they want to find out more about how to manipulate genes on every level, wherever they can be found, wherever they exist. This is what they see as the future. This is where they're heading, and they want to be the leader of the pack.
Yes, and there's evidence that GMOs, at least in testing on rats, opens up the gene envelope and makes that organism susceptible to diseases and viruses. So what you're talking about here makes perfect sense. And if the elite concocted this is a way to basically lessen mankind in the masses, they could simply avoid eating GMOs, and there you might start to see the bifurcation through the food supply.
No question about it. And
yeah.
This lessening or weakening is part of the overall program, and I illustrate in my book through various examples. The book is kind of a, here's the situation. This is what happened. This was the result. This is what was said. These are the lies. It's very succinct and to the point with a number of examples being shown at how corporations and governments working hand in glove are trying to control the human race, own life virtually, patent the genes, which we haven't really gotten into, and, you know, control human life on the planet. Part of this agenda is the weakening of the human race, which is distinct from depopulation, where people, say, are nutritionally denied. They may be eating food that you would say, well, that's good food, it's okay, but it's not. The nutritive value is dropping because of the genetic engineering that's taken place. So now you have people who can't think as clearly, don't have as much energy, don't have as much motivation to do anything about their problems and problems at large. a more passive population. And the other
4 hours in front of the TV and become even more passive. I see completely where you're going with this, John, and I agree with you. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to call to be a part of the show. And let's go out to Roy in Michigan. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show with John Rappaport.
Yes, thank you. Are you able to hear me?
Absolutely. Yes. Go ahead. Please.
Oh, okay. What overwhelming evidence that this is a total repeat of history, that we are living in Nazi Germany, and the evidence is just all over the place. And then once we discover that, how spiritual this battle is. I mean, there is no question. This is only Satan himself would want to take and be the new creator to recreate the human race by changing the genetics of the human being.
It's an interesting comment, Roy. John, do you ever think of this in terms of spiritual terms, good versus evil?
I do, definitely. It would take me too long to describe exactly how I see that dichotomy, but the Nazi program, people have to understand, had many levels to it. It was all about control, creation of, quote, a higher species. They viewed this definitely in spiritual terms. That was their angle. That was the whole promotional push. And they believed it. And they researched it. And they were attempting to do it on a physical level through IG Farben, which was the most successful chemical cartel up to that point in human history. And Farben actually believed that eventually they would be able to turn anything into anything. In other words, through experiments with compounds and elements, they would be able to synthesize anything they wanted to on the planet from scratch. In the same sense, the Nazi leadership and the SS was looking to do that with human beings. We will transform human beings into virtually another species. And that's where you had a powerful interlock of political, economic, military, spiritual lunatics. That's what they were about.
Interesting. Roy, thanks so much for the call. Let's go out to Sherry from Kansas. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show with researcher and author John Rappaport.
Good evening, gentlemen. John, did your contact say anything to you about race-specific weapons, bioweapons?
No, but I've read the research on it, so I know that that's been ongoing for a very long time. There have been experiments done to see if, for example, African Americans would respond differently to certain germs than other, ethnic groups. This was done in the military. It's been written about in military journals. No question about it. It's been done, and I have to assume that the research continues to be done on a secret level. Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, Boyd Graves says that one strain of AIDS specifically targets DNA that's common in Negroes. And then also I remember reading that the reaction to the vaccines that the military men were getting, that it was specific, that the people like the Latinos and the blacks, the non-white races, had more of a reaction. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, the research is, that was promoted, this is going all the way back, I would say, to the 50s, was along the lines you described. But there's another element here, which is...
Well, John, we're going to hold that there as a cliffhanger when we come back.
All right.
Okay. Ask Sherry to listen off the air, and we'll answer that when we come back after a word from these sponsors.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Right out of the annals of Nazi Germany, John Rappaport has joined us tonight to talk about the most nefarious aspect of genetic investigation, genetic programs that I've ever heard of. John, our last caller, Sherry from Kansas, was talking about bio-race-specific issues or aspects of this, and your answer to that was?
Yes. nomorefakenews.com, readers will be able to find articles where I show how certain biological research, which really goes nowhere, is used as a smokescreen to cover up other causes of widespread death, for example, in Africa. The major causes of death in Africa are protein-calorie malnutrition, starvation, contaminated water supplies, overcrowding, lack of basic sanitation, stolen land, etc., affecting millions of people for generations. Now, if you say, hey, we found a virus in a lab in Maryland that is really what's killing all these people in Africa, and we have to fly in doctors with drugs and this and that and the other thing, guess what happens? The real causes of death over centuries becomes obscured, obliterated. Nobody solves those problems. They go unattended, which is what the dictators in those countries want and other elites want as well, and people keep dying. They keep dying. It doesn't matter what you do medically. They're going to keep dying. And this is part of the cover-up that is going on in the depopulation program.
I certainly can't argue with that logic. Before we try to squeeze in one more call, let's go ahead and tell the listening audience again your website, how they can find it, and your latest book, and how they can get it.
Yes, they can order it as an e-book right off my site. It is The Ownership of All Life, and the website is www.nomorefakenews.com.
I absolutely love the name of your website. being a member of the alternative media, that's probably why. Let's go to Roger. We just got a moment with John Rappaport.
Hi, I have two questions. First of all, Annie's deceased husband, Bill Pollack, in the disclosure video, indicated where the chip technology came from to insert and track people. Do you have any information that this might be part of the population control process that's going on?
Well, it certainly is through various means. I mean, but it's not just chips. It's everything that conspires to be able to say, John Jones, citizen, is here right now. He's here right now, and then he's here right now, and this is what he's doing. And all of this kind of surveillance technology, which is multifarious, I mean, is being brought to bear on this idea of being able to track people and keep track of where they are at all times in an ever-increasing way, with the purpose, obviously, of control. So there's chips, there's this, there's cameras, there's that. There are many different methods. And, of course, by promoting the idea that we must have this, because otherwise we will never be able to capture any criminals, is the kind of way that this is promoted and succeeds. And it is succeeding leaps and bounds.
It's always the boogeyman. Roger, your second question?
This type of research, the genetic research, would have to be done in a really sophisticated lab. Do you have any idea where this was done?
I don't. I think it's still being done, and I don't know where.
I have a guess on that, and the network will probably cringe for me speculating, John, but how about Lawrence Livermore?
Well, you know, anything is possible. I wouldn't guess there myself, but that's the kind of place, if it were further removed from city, if it were out in a large kind of empty area, and there were lots and lots of buildings, and nobody really knew what was going on in some of the buildings, I would say, yeah, that could be a place where you had, you know, this is Fort so-and-so, or this is such-and-such lab. But it's a very kind of confusing place, and very few people know everything that's going on there. That's a possibility. Underground labs is another possibility.
I think underground labs, yes, but having tracked this and looking at my father's own work and covert projects, the elite tend to hide these things in plain sight.
Mm. You might be right, you know. Possible. I know what you're talking about. I understand that. And if they want to hide it right out there in the open, Livermore would be, you know, an obvious place. It's right there. It's right there. Anybody can walk up to the fence.
No question. Well, we didn't even get to the subject of patented genes and all of that. I hope you'll come back in the fall and we can pick this up here and see what kind of progress has been made with regard to this topic. You've been a terrific guest. Give out your website one more time. It's nomorefakenews.com. And the title of your book is The Ownership of Life. I think that's a great title for what we're talking about. So I hope you'll agree to come back on in the fall, and we'll continue this and take it a little deeper.
Absolutely, and I really enjoyed this. Thanks so much.
Yeah, great interview, John, and we'll be in touch to schedule one in the fall, and good luck with the sales of the book.
Thank you very much.
Good night, John.
And it's time to every purpose under heaven.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit Theravim.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Well, much thanks to John Rappaport and first segment's guest, Micah Billington. It's been a very full night, and we're not done yet. As you might say, the fun is just beginning. But earlier this week, Susan Smith, the founder of the Nebraskan Advisory Group, contacted me with an email with an article link to President Obama giving de facto amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. Well, since that time, the article's been removed from the Internet. And boy, I got to tell you, since I've been writing this series on the Gulf and the Holocaust going on down there, I have found that to be the case also, where things appear and disappear like magic. But anyway, I contacted Susan late in the week, and she was so kind to agree to appear on the show to tell us about this. So I want to welcome Susan Smith to the Common Sense Show. And Susan, we have a brief segment here, so we better get right down to business. Tell us what's going on.
All right. Well, on June 17th, John Morton, the director of ICE, sent out a policy number, and it basically gives ICE and attorneys, immigration attorneys involved in the process, prosecutorial discretion. And what they encourage throughout this six-page memorandum is that they use their discretion to release these people and stop any proceedings, and preferably as early on as possible, unless they are absolute horrendous criminals. A lot of the articles that are going around only indicate that they're military. This is going to be for military illegal aliens, families who are serving in our military, who are students, or who are pregnant or nursing women. But if you look at this page, it's about a half page long of everybody that they are that these ICE age agents are supposed to look the other way on.
I like that Freudian slip there, ICE age, because that's what the American people are getting here. We're being frozen out by our own government from having a say on who comes into the country. And I don't think people are as upset about the people that wait on our tables and have come here, clean our yards and so forth, but it's the bad people they bring with them, like the cartels. And I live down here in Arizona, Susan, and I have to tell you, the mainstream media is not covering it, but we're already seeing beheadings in Arizona. And these kinds of people are precisely the ones, if they don't have a conviction on their record, that could end up becoming citizens. Register for a community college class, and voila, you're an American, aren't you?
Well, it's not so much a path to citizenship, but what they're doing is they're saying, you can stay here. If you're an illegal alien, we're going to look the other way. We will not touch you. And so they don't even have to register as a student. This list includes everyone to remain in our country unless they have a horrendous criminal record. And here in Nebraska, we do object to the illegal aliens who are taking those waitressing jobs, cook's jobs, landscaping jobs. We have about 9% unemployment in this country. This is a blanket ICE memorandum saying, look the other way. Let these people go. Don't clog up our systems. And yet we've got 9% Americans who are out of work. And I don't understand why this is happening. Now, what is interesting is at the end of the at the end of that six-page memorandum, and it is on the homepage of my website, in the disclaimer it says, as there is no right to the favorable exercise of discretion by the agency. They say right there they have no right to do this favorable exercise of discretion.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they are doing it anyway. And throughout the memorandum it says, you act in a manner that puts our priorities, our enforcement priorities, first. And so when you and I get a memorandum from our boss and he says, this isn't an order, but we are advising you, this is what we want you to do, you and I are going to do what that memorandum asks us to do.
Yeah, surely, because that's your boss and you don't want to run afoul of your boss, and your boss can't order you to break the law, which lack of enforcement is, but if you know which side the bread's buttered on, you're going to look the other way. And I totally agree. Here's the thing I object to, and your point was well made about the unemployment rate and the illegal aliens that are here taking jobs that Americans might otherwise take. I think your argument's a good sound one. But here's what I really have a problem with. It's the use of public monies by a whole segment of our population that is not paying into the system. They use our roads. We get potholes. It's my tax money that repairs it. They go to the hospital emergency rooms for the treatment of flu and colds. Well, it's my tax dollars, again, that pay for it if they can't cover their own bill. And they go to our schools and become educated at the expense of my tax dollar. So my son or your son and daughter have a larger class size as a result, and it degrades our education system. So, yes, I agree. I do have a problem with the masses being allowed to stay here. If they were citizens, Susan, would it be any different? Would they have to pay into the system? Would your feelings be any different?
Oh, well, absolutely. I welcome legal immigration. Those are people who respect our laws. They want to become Americans. They do pay into the system. And, in fact, immigrants who come here legally, I believe, are not allowed to have any public assistance for 5 years. All that time they are paying their taxes, but they're not allowed to receive any public benefits. So even the immigrants who are coming here legally and who are paying their fees and going through the process to get here legally, even they're going to be put on the backside to make room for these illegal aliens who are getting these jobs.
What do you think Obama is gaining politically? Because he's not doing this no reason at all.
Well, I agree with that. My personal opinion is that with the amount of voter fraud that was reported across the country during the last election, there is nothing to say that same voter fraud will not continue to play out in the 2012 election. So now if you have about 20 to 30 million illegal aliens in this country who are getting a free pass, who's to say that that voter fraud isn't going to multiply even more? Because now they know that no one can touch them.
That's an excellent, excellent point. Do you know who Russell Pierce is, state senator from Arizona that wrote SB 1070?
Yes, I know of him, yes.
Yes, well, Russell Pierce is now the subject of a recall effort here in Arizona, and Russell Pierce, his supporters who send me emails almost daily, are of the mind that many people that sign these recall petitions are indeed illegal aliens.
Yes, and the last I heard that they turned in double the amount of signatures they needed, and now Somos Republicans, which is one of the major, legal citizens advocacy groups for illegal aliens, are targeting any senators, even at the state level, and challenging them with recalls if they try to put through any legislation that enforces our immigration laws. And so Russell Pierce has fallen to that folly.
Yeah, the whole system is insane. Have you ever stepped back and taken a globalist view of this and view this like my news director, Andy DeRiso, and I believe, which is opening up the floodgates to tens of millions of illegal aliens will deculturize America, help degrade the national identity for what it is, because people coming here don't know our customs and traditions, presumably, as well. And it's all an attempt to basically bring down America so we're willing participants in the New World Order. Have you ever gone there with this?
Yes, I have. And based on the information that I receive, I would agree with that assessment. Just in the last 2 weeks, Foreign Affairs Newsletter put out an essay talking about how these developing countries have gone from a growth of 2.9% a year up to 7.9%, and it's all due to the global trading between the countries. So our jobs are going out of the country, and we're strengthening them, but our country's being weakened at the same time, and I think we see it every day. And truthfully, we've got to get someone, a conservative, who's going to take an issue on behalf of Americans in 2012.
Well, to me, there's only one person capable of doing that.
And who is that?
Ron Paul.
Okay, all right.
But he's going to be treated the same way as he was in the round of debates in 2008, where he comes on stage with the other candidates only to be ignored, not asked salient questions. So the mainstream media is controlled by the globalists who want this to happen. You know, you're aware, Susan, that by saying that you want the borders controlled, you're going to open yourself up to charges of racism. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's just their tactic. And we've been fighting this illegal immigration in Nebraska since 2006. And we've been up against the best of them, the ACLU, Nebraska, Appleseed, and any other organization. Many of our senators starting out treated us the same way, and we're used to it. And that argument just doesn't fly anymore because we've established ourselves, the media knows us, and they know by our actions and by our words that we are not racist. And so that's how you overcome that. It doesn't even bother me anymore. The term racist has been so defiled.
Yes.
By the community organizations and the churches and actually many of the black leaders. So when you hear the term racist anymore, it really doesn't have the meaning that it should.
Well, it's been overused, no question. So I'm assuming that if we had 25 to 30 million illegal aliens coming in from Canada, you would have the same response.
Oh, absolutely. We are just as concerned about our northern border as we are our southern border or our east and west coast ports. The problem is with because of the terrain at our northern border, it's much more difficult to get through, whereas the terrain at our southern border, it's a lot easier, and that's what makes it so porous. And then we also have terrorists who are paying the Mexican drug cartels and Mexican drug gangs to bring them, the terrorists, over and have them flow in our country and with the illegal immigration movement. So this is very much a national security matter, too.
Well, my news director and I have talked about this on our show. What you're specifically talking about here is exactly what Sheriff Babu of Pinal County and Sheriff Deaver of Cochise County here in Arizona have talked about, and that's Hamas and Hezbollah are funding the Mexican drug cartels.
Yes, in fact, in Midwestern threat report indicated that the terrorists were paying them to bring them over, and in fact, they mentioned Fremont, Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska, and South Sioux City, that they were using those back roads to transport those terrorists in throughout our country so that they could go more unobserved.
Yeah, I call it franchising.
It's a serious situation. We have women and child sex slave rings.
Yes.
We have the beheadings, as you said. We have Americans being kidnapped, held for ransom. The drugs that are brought across that border every day, if anyone wants to subscribe to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, they'll get weekly reports on how much of those drugs are coming through, and that's just what they catch. We're not talking about $10,000, $20,000 of drugs at a time. We are talking $10, $11, $12, $13 million at a time in just one of our ports.
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, the U.S. government is not just complicit in ignoring the border. They're complicit in fermenting the strength of these Mexican drug cartels. Have you ever heard of Operation Fast and Furious?
No, no.
Well, okay, well, if you lived here in Arizona, you would, but the mainstream media nationally won't touch this. But this has been all over our media here locally. There were gun shop owners here locally that called the BATF, and they said there are cartel members trying to buy these M16s and these other advanced weapons. What should we do? And they said, go ahead and sell it to them. We sent them there. We've led them there with our covert agents, our double agents, and we've put tracking devices on the guns. Bull crap. Those guns were used to recently kill a border agent here in Arizona, and BATF did not arrest one person. It's time for that agency to be taken down. But that's Operation Fast and Furious. KFY Radio here locally has run something on this on the Jim Sharp Show that runs in the morning from 5 to 9. Thank you. You're welcome for the plug, Jim. But this is incredible, Susan. The U.S. government is actually helping the cartels obtain weapons.
Yes. And the other thing people have to take into consideration is the amount of money that these drug cartels make and how much of it has gone to pay bribes, not only for their military, some of their military personnel, but their government officials. And now we have to ask ourselves, how much of that bribe money has made it into our local, state, and federal government politicians' pockets?
I have an answer to that partially. Mm-hmm. The Arizona Republic, that absolutely hates Joe Arpaio, America's toughest sheriff and a staunch border protector advocate, he was found to have had three people in his organization that have cozied up to the Mexican drug cartel members. So should we be surprised that corruption would just stay south of the border and not infiltrate north of the border into our law enforcement agencies?
And no, there's no reason for us to think that that would not happen. And with as much opposition as we are getting from our local, state, and federal politicians to try and enforce our current immigration laws, I seriously question how much of that drug money is making it into their pockets. And now here's the other thing. When a drug cartel member comes up to you, you're a politician, and he comes up to you and says, you either take this stand and we will pay you the money, or we will come and we will hurt you, we will kill you, or we will kill your family or kidnap them or kidnap your granddaughter and sell her off into a sex slave ring, what are you going to do?
It's coming. That moment is probably here, but it's probably just in its embryonic stages. But you're absolutely right. In fact, down in Nogales, Arizona here on the border of Mexico. The Mexican drug cartels recently threatened Nogales police officers who intercepted marijuana shipments, and they said they would strike at their families the next time they intervened in their drug operations. Well, you know what? We're going to be up against the break, so I'm going to have to hold you over because I want you to give out your contact information. But, Susan, you've been wonderful coming on here at the last minute. So late in the week is when I invited you to come on to share this information. And I'm assuming that here as we run into the break, let me hold that question here. When we come back, we'll put a wrap on this interview and tell people how they can track your organization. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Susan Smith on the other side.
Well, I woke up this morning, stumbled out of my rack. I opened up the paper to the page in the back. It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I just want to remind everybody that we have generic RBN business cards available. Help us spread the word of freedom. They're just $10 per 100. This includes free shipping, free bumper stickers to go with it, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's From America for Freedom to Fascism. And you can get yours by writing to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or simply calling us on our toll-free line at 1-800-724-2719, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 Central. Our special guest for this segment has been Susan Smith. And Susan, I know that you've got a lot of solutions listed on your website, so let's direct people there. How can they follow your work?
Okay, they can go to NebraskansAdvisoryGroup.org, and on the homepage is all the contact information, excerpts from the document, and a link to the document and what they can do. And, of course, I have a lot of research material on my website as well, and they can reach me through there.
Okay, very good. And, Susan, again, once again, thank you so much for joining us at the last moment and sharing this most important development, and disturbing development though it is. I do appreciate you coming on, and we'll follow this and have you on for more updates as necessary. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, Susan Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Annie, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Dave. Sorry I missed the first half of the show.
Yeah, I know. You were on assignment, as they say, and you were dining with Jim Mars, and I know we'll have some follow-up on what you learned from Jim. But, Annie, let me just mention to the listeners here very quick before we promo next week's show that if you're ever away from your favorite radio station and you can't listen to the Common Sense Show, you can always catch us live on the net at www.publicbroadcasting.org and click the Listen Live button. Annie, I can't wait for next week's show. It's kind of our July 4th special being held on July 3rd. But we're having on a special guest, Mark Serkis, who's a doctor who emigrated to South America because so disgusted with what's going on. And what better time to investigate why millions of Americans, and yes, folks, that's millions of Americans, are leaving this country for foreign shores. And Annie and I are going to explore those reasons. In fact, Annie, kind of interesting. We had a workout with our basketball team today, and my assistant coach said, yeah, my wife wants me to quit college coaching, and I was a little disturbed. He's a great assistant. And he says, oh, no, 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 but if we move, she wants me to get a job coaching in Latin America. So here's another American looking for another way out of the cesspool that's being created for us. And we're going to be back next week to explore that. And Annie, have you ever given any thought to leaving the good old U.S. of A.?
No, I haven't. I've always wanted to sailboat and just sail around the world, but, you know, not to really just leave home as it is. No.
I used to think that, too, but, you know, you got to stay away from Fukushima, you have to stay away from our coastline because of Operation Red Flag and the five-year military war games. And, of course, there's the Somalian pirates, the Mexican pirates. Annie, I don't know if that's a good idea.
I know. And I can't swim, so there you go.
Yeah, how long can you tread water? But
right.
I tell you, Annie, I'm not saying I'm going to pack up and leave, but I will be discussing next week some of the reasons that would get me to leave this country. In fact, my wife and I have even started watching House Hunters International. It's become one of our favorite shows to watch because it's something that we have discussed because we see some very frightening things on the horizon. Anyway, Annie, we're up against the music. We got to run. So thanks to Mike Billington, to John Rappaport, and to Susan Smith for joining us. And Annie, looking forward to that show next week on why people are saying sayonara to America. Stay tuned, everybody, for the next show here on RBN. And we'll be back next week, same time, same place. Go out and have a great week. God bless.